You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey, please drink responsibly.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Today's episode is sponsored by DraftKings. Stay tuned because you'll hear more about DraftKings and all it has to offer throughout the show. DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Welcome to the Dan Le Batard Show. I'm Amino Hassan, filling in for Dan Le Batard. That is John Wiener. He's also known as Stugatz.
Hello.
We've got a wonderful program for you guys today.
What are you doing?
I'm the substitute teacher, and I'm just reading off the script.
I don't like this substitute teacher. No? I like when the substitute teacher rolls in the TV.
Right.
We're watching Jurassic Park.
We're getting sloppy. Yeah,
we're getting work done today, guys. Oh. Keenan Allen got traded, and we need to talk about what the ramifications are for the Chargers. Stugatz.
Amazing. Bears won the offseason. Ramifications for the Chargers are, Jim Harbaugh's telling you, I have a quarterback, doesn't matter who his wide receivers are. I don't know if that's the case or not, but it seems like Jim Harbaugh is saying, Mike Williams, don't need him. Keenan Allen, don't need him.
Mike Ryan, what do you think about the return that the Chargers got?
Mike Williams round pick was cut because of the financial implications. They're way over the cap. It's not don't need him.
And he was
It's $20 million or something that they shaved.
They could have gotten rid of Khalil Mack. They could have gotten rid of other guys. They decided to go Mike Williams and then trade Keenan Allen for a fourth round pick to the Bears. Again, the Bears winning the offseason. But it seems like maybe Harbaugh thinks that's not a position of priority for the Chargers.
If you want to read into their offseason moves, and thank you for the question, Amin Al-Hassan, it would just seem from the recent things that we've seen that he's just trying to replicate the formula that he had in Michigan, which is just if Corum's like the first player they draft, it would not be surprising.
Billy Gill, thoughts on the college coach who came from the NFL, coming back to the NFL, but not bringing NFL stuff, bringing college stuff with him?
What?
What was the question?
Well, he was an NFL coach. He went to college. He's come back in the NFL, but he's not bringing NFL stuff with him. He's bringing college stuff with him.
Huh.
You're going to do this a whole show?
Are those real glasses?
Mike, please wait your turn.
Are those real glasses?
You have a question for each of us?
No, they're CGI.
No, I don't know if Dan's glasses were there. Do you actually use those glasses?
Filter?
It's just a filter, yes.
You told me to wait my turn, and that's a very disciplinarian for a substitute teacher. That goes against what a substitute.
As I explained to Tony, there are two types of substitute teachers.
Yeah,
some of them are like, roll in the TV, let's just have a fun day. And
Friday.
Others are determined to get work done.
What percentage of your life is bits?
You know,
Mr. Al-Hassan.
You want to hurt me?
I don't.
What you want to do? You
send him to detention.
You want to hurt my feelings?
I mean, you won't be here tomorrow, so.
No, Roy. That's
Saturday
what he wants. He wants attention.
No. Send him to detention.
I know, and he wants attention. He acts out in class. You know why? Because no teacher has ever reached out to him. You know what?
Oh, they're throwing papers. Oh, no.
I'm gonna rap. Let me rap with you, Billy.
Oh.
You seem like a troubled youth.
Relatable.
Yeah. Nobody listens to you. Nobody really takes you seriously. I'm going to take you seriously.
100%, Billy, is your answer.
Please stop throwing paper. Not only is it disrespectful to me, it's disrespectful to the environment.
I'm just hoping that the camera catches it, but they've missed the first two.
No, because they're not familiar. No, they'd rather show the They're Ninja Warrior stuff in there.
They're undercutting our substitute here.
No.
Yeah.
It's all right. You know what? This is what we're going to do. Let's play a game. I want everyone to go around the room.
Now we're cooking.
Stand up.
Right.
Tell us something about yourself, where you're from, and the last great meal that you had.
Man, I hated these.
Chris, why don't you start us? You seem really excited.
Well, I'm Chris.
Stand up.
You say you got to stand up.
Okay. I'm not doing this.
I'm Chris. Last night for dinner, what did I have for dinner last night? I had Outback.
Huh?
Where are you from?
I'm from Florida.
Wow.
South Florida. I'm from Miami. Born and raised.
Nice. You're not from Miami. Right.
Not Roy?
My name is Roy Bellamy. I'm from Miami Gardens, Florida. And last night I had pizza for Pie Day.
Nice.
How about that?
Huh?
Tony?
You're a dork.
Wow. Well,
not doing this.
Can you hand me my
paper?
You're standing, though.
But I always stand. That's why he's calling on me. I always stand in class. But
can I do what I would normally
do? He's a dork. Not doing it.
A sub? I'm just going to go to sleep. All right, you guys wake me up.
Are we allowed to talk?
Stugatz was right? Holy Stugatz was right.
Happy birthday.
Start of the day. Start of the day. It is the start of the day.
Straw man.
Start of the day. It is the start of the day. Start of the day.
There you go.
What is happening?
What's happening a cry out for attention from a bunch of prepubescent, immature.
Is it us that's crying out for attention?
No. Let's move on.
Would love to talk about Terry Rozier.
What about him?
I don't know. Do we do local sports anymore? I would like to say him playing is not good.
Well,
just like that's all you
this
got.
This sample is growing, and they keep losing.
Said that before.
Just what like they play their best ball without him is just like, I know he occasionally has good games. Like he's a good scorer, and like occasionally he's gonna have efficient games, and they're still gonna lose, and it's not necessarily fair to him. But the sample is growing, and they lose more than they win with him.
What's your solution for a team that is struggling offensively mightily?
I mean, I know Tyler. This also lines up with Tyler getting hurt. My solution is don't play him.
Mike, you traded for him.
Yeah, no, but you traded Kyle Lowry for him, which was a net negative. And you've improved, I guess, addition by subtraction. But they why aren't they winning with Terry Rozier? That's my and I understand that Denver's a nightmare matchup for them, but they've also lost to the Washington Wizards. What's going on?
Well, here? Michael, I was at the game, and if you watch that game, that was a close game all the way up until the point where the Nuggets said, "Oh yeah, we have an offense," and they don't.
Yeah.
And then they just started scoring.
They scored 88 points.
But that's not a Terry Rozier. I mean,
I understand.
They held the Nuggets to 100.
I don't mean to hold this Nuggets loss against Terry Rozier. Last one, I will hold that one against Terry Rozier. But they've lost to Washington. What I'm saying is, and I know I have a clear agenda here, and I wear my dislike for Terry Rozier pretty publicly and have for 5 years. I'm not moving off of this point. It's just that the sample is growing to a concerning point, and it's not necessarily fair to put it all on Terry Rozier, but they don't have a winning record when Terry Rozier is playing. So my solution is...
You say don't play him, and play who?
My solution is play him fewer minutes and just figure it out. Like they have a bunch of guys that can play a bunch of different positions.
I think Terry Rozier, for them to be successful, he has to have a role. And in order for him to find out whatever
well,
that role is.
Well, he does have a role. I think Mike's saying the role is too large. He's playing 35 minutes a night.
My role is like if we're struggling and we need to microwave some points off the bench, that's your role.
Yeah, but it's still real disjointed watching him out there. There's a disconnect between the way they play offense and the way he plays offense. And I think that's just from unfamiliarity. They haven't really found that.
You think they're going to fix that?
I think the only way you fix it is by letting him play and figure it out.
He's played offense a certain way his entire career.
His entire career since getting to Charlotte.
I mean, he was more efficient this year.
Yeah.
It was probably the weakest total team. He's played on some bad teams, but it may be coincidental that he had his best year when he was playing on the worst team. And he can grow and improve. And he has shown in his time in Charlotte, working with those coaches, that he has improved. He is not the same Terry Rozier that made me convinced that he was a worse player in the NBA when he was in Boston and whatnot. But what I'm saying is it's not a fit. His game is not fitting with the Heat's game. And Eric Spoelstra is a tremendous coach. if anyone can figure it out, he can, but they're suffering through a pretty dismal stretch right here, and it may force him to get into the play-in.
Anthony.
Isn't it kind of a work in progress, too? Like, I mean, you've talked about how in the season, when you make a trade in the season, that player, mm-hmm. there's no practice time in season. You're just playing. So it feels like they're kind of building the airplane in the air with Terry Rozier, and it's like, all right, come play, see if you can figure it out. But it almost seems like he needs an offseason to get right with the program of the Miami Heat to like fit in those spots. Right now, they don't have any scorers, right? Hero's not playing. Jimmy's not that guy right now. So everything kind of runs through him. It just feels like, all right, we're going to figure it out until we get here because we don't have any practice time.
Yeah, this team is bottom third in offense.
Do you agree with Tony? They're building the airplane in the air.
Thing that happens?
Hard to do. Yeah,
like starting a company.
How do you get up in the air? Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Exactly. Try doing it in a pandemic.
You got to at least have the wings, right, before you get up. Like, and then you build the rest of it.
Right.
No. Engines.
Well, and wings.
Engines.
Engine
first.
With no wings,
you
buddy.
Build the wings.
Right. I got
wings and
you.
No engine.
You just got a car.
You're just on the floor.
Engines without wings, though, you just have a car.
That's closer to a plane than just wings on the ground. At least you're moving.
Right. Birds propulsion. Don't have an engine.
Yeah, they do. It's called their hort. Stop disrupting, Christopher.
I think Chris is right, though. Birds don't have engines.
They do. It's called a hort.
Huh. It's not called an engine, so they don't have it.
Well, Billiam, it's called a hort, and a hort is the engine of a bird. So, as I was saying, Jonathan.
Yes.
The Heat are bottom third in the league in offense, but specifically bottom third in half-court offense as well. Right? And then they don't even get transition opportunities. They're about a middle-of-the-road transition team. They're bottom third in getting them off of steals. So when it's so hard to generate points, how do you suggest that they should not play Terry Rozier as much when he's one of their better offensive players?
I mean, he's averaged 17 a game the last, I don't know, 10 games or so, 48% shooting. I don't know what the Heat do. Like, we're going to spend time talking about this team, and maybe, perhaps, this team is just not good enough. Like, we're all, you know, teams, the Celtics, Bill Simmons, we're afraid of the Heat. What are you afraid of the Heat for? They have shown you nothing over this regular season that suggests they're going to make a deep run into the NBA playoffs if they make it.
I think they did show you something during the stretch that Terry Rozier was hurt. They were playing their best basketball. That could be coincidental. I'm just talking it
but
out
But, Mike,
here.
You just want to take him out of the equation.
I don't like Terry Rozier.
I understand
And
that.
They're losing when they play him, and they win when he was on the roster but hurt. And stylistically, it doesn't necessarily seem like a fit. I don't know why they did this to me.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Don Lebatard.
Teammates can't shoot from three. Now they're gonna see a different Jimmy. Now he's just playing Nickelback in the locker room, and
Stugats,
they'll play D and shoot threes as they chase the Nets for the sixth seed. These five words in his head scream, are we winning games yet?
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugats.
Mr. Alhassan, I have a question for you.
Yes, Jonathan.
This NBA season, the postseason, is all about one player, right? One team, one player, correct?
Is there a specific player, or are you just saying?
It's Jason Tatum. Like, really? No one else has the pressure to win an NBA title this year quite like Jason Tatum. In fact, if any other team doesn't win, there's not going to be much of a reaction, meaning so-and-so choked, XYZ choked. But if the Celtics don't win an NBA title, it's going to be Jason Tatum's not good enough, right?
I will submit to you that it's not Jason Tatum who has the pressure, although you're right on the team. It is the Celtics.
Right.
The
they team, have to win.
The team that has the pressure is the Celtics. The person at the Celtics who has the pressure is Joe Mazzulla.
Really?
Joe Mazzulla has, by my estimation, should be coach of the year.
I was agreeing with Stu. I was like, he's so right. There's no one with more pressure. And then you said Mazzulla, and I'm like, no, he's right. That's better.
Thank you, Christopher.
But that team has all the pressure.
But here's the problem.
Over diagonal?
Here's the problem. No, yes, over diagonal. I'll tell you why. First of all, they've been excellent wire to wire. They're incredible defensively. We made all these jokes about Joe Mazzulla, and they've gotten better offensively. He's done a phenomenal job. He doesn't have a bench. Think about this. He's doing this, and his bench is Sam Hauser, Peyton Pritchard, and Luke freaking Kornet. And they play well, by the way.
That's Al Horford?
Al Horford had to start a bunch of games because Porzingis has been hurt.
Yes.
So when you talk about those three guys playing and playing well and that team thriving with that as their rotation, part of it is, by the way, those guys are playing well. I got to give the coaching staff credit for development. And part of it is he's winning with those kinds of players. I got to give it to him. But he does things that make it so that if they don't succeed, everything is going to fall on him. I don't know if you guys saw this last night. The Suns and the Celtics are playing, right? Celtics go on a nice little run. They score. Timeout, Phoenix. The timeout is called. Royce O'Neal for the Suns gets one of those little practice shots off. Joe Mazzulla runs from the bench to try to contest.
Mazzulla the coach?
Mazzulla
I've
the
never
coach.
Seen the head coach try to do that.
He sprints out on the floor and contests the shot by Royce O'Neal.
And he missed it?
Royce O'Neal missed it.
No, I'm saying, did he effectively swat the
shot? No, he didn't block it, but the shot was missed.
That's sad. I've never seen a coach or a player try to do that.
It was a great contest. It was a great contest. Afterward, they asked him about it, and he said, look, I tell our guys, I don't want guys getting practice shots off and getting into a rhythm when they're not feeling well. So when we call timeout and it's in front of our bench, we're going to stop them one way or another. And since nobody else did it, I said, hey, the staff has to be responsible too. That was his explanation.
It's on me,
now,
coach.
It's hilarious. And when you're winning, it's one of those quirky things that everybody loves. But when you lose, guys in the back row,
they're playing around back to your teeth.
We're trying to have a discussion here.
Guys, can you listen to
Royford,
Mr. Howson,
Michael,
please?
Stop.
They've been trying to shoot in this little square like hole over here, and they aren't.
And they're
good.
Missing because they're terrible at basketball. That's why this conversation doesn't interest
Terry Rozier.
Not hitting
the camera,
that. Not hitting that either.
We've got the Joe Mazzulla contest on the screen, by the way.
Oh my God, that's great!
Can you imagine if he does a Zaza Pachulia to O'Neal, messes up his ankle? Can you imagine?
Can you imagine if Royce O'Neal hits the shot?
Let's go!
1 for 18 back there.
I wanted to see the Mazzulla thing.
Scary Terry.
We could run it back one more time. The point is, when you do something like this, you've boxed yourself into one of two things, Stugatz. Stugatz.
Yes, I'm listening.
Boxed yourself into one of two things. Either you're the greatest coach of all time because you're going to win championships and everyone's going to accept you burning sage and all that kooky stuff and loving different wines and stuff. Or you're going to be run out of this league. As a kook, that is kooky behavior, regardless of whether they win or lose. But when you win, everyone loves it.
That's a stressed man right there.
Wait, so they make it to the NBA Finals and lose, and you're telling me he gets fired? Is that what you're saying? It's the only way he wins is by winning?
Pretty. When you do stuff like that,
but
yes.
But will he get fired if that? When you do stuff like that to Royce O'Neal? I understand.
Depends on when
it's
you
cute
lose.
When you're winning, right.
Depends on when you lose, and depends on who you lose to, and it depends on how you lose.
It doesn't depend on what Jason Tatum does in the biggest game. Like, let's say it's a Game 6 NBA Finals, season on the line, championship on the line, and Tatum gives you a 3 of 16, you know?
We'll find a way to blame Mazzulla.
Really?
Really? It's quantifiable with Tatum. Tom Haberstroh did a deep dive on Tatum because I've long had a theory, and Mike Scher just kind of dismisses me. I'm like, there's something there with him. Well, he just has these weird stretches in games where he either disappears or is ineffective. And Tom Haberstroh did do a deep dive on the numbers, and it suggests that there's something to that hypothesis.
I would submit to you that it's because there are no adjustments that happen when it happens to him, and that's a coaching issue. I think if you're going to blame someone.
But he's blamed for good coaches.
I know, but still, they've got to do more. And I would say if there's a blame issue between Tatum and Mazzulla, guess who's going to get the blame? It ain't going
to
be Tatum.
But Tatum gets none of it for you? You're just putting it all. I'm with you. There's blame to go around.
I'm not putting it all on him. I'm telling you, if that comes down to they didn't do well enough, they're going to put it on Mazzulla before they put it on the guy who might be MVP of this league.
Excuse me.
Let's move on. You know what, Jonathan? Since you want so much attention, let's talk about your day.
Attention? What do you mean?
How was your Thursday, Jonathan?
You know what happened to me yesterday? We have these work from home days for Meadowlark, which I'm very thankful for. I did some work, and then March happened. Billy and I did some God Bless Football, and then I got into March. And what I mean by March is I started watching college basketball teams I haven't watched all season. I started betting large amounts of money on college basketball teams I haven't watched the entire season.
Prepping for the tournament.
I lost some money on Loyola, double overtime loss, Sister Jean.
Sister Jean,
yeah,
still kicking.
It's asking a lot, you know, asking her to go to double overtime. And so she couldn't get it done. I lost money there. Then I won money later on, you know, taking Marquette. Haven't watched him play. By the way, Buzz Williams, no longer the coach at Marquette.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
It's Wojo, right?
It's Shaka Smart.
Oh, Shaka
what?
Smart. Oh, wow.
How about he's not that? In Texas anymore?
It's March. And so then what I did was, you know, I'm feeling good. I'm done with work. It's Friday. You know, we're on the verge of a Friday.
Fine. Yeah, yesterday was Thursday. Yeah.
Well, we're on the verge of a Friday.
Who doesn't have their phone on silent?
It's fine. Almost Friday.
Fine, Jonathan. We digress. It's a fine. How much?
$2. Okay.
$5.
$5.
$5. $5. Get out of here.
Thank you for correcting me, Michael.
$5.
You know, the teacher's not infallible. Sometimes the teacher also makes mistakes.
Right.
And we're all in this together.
So anyway, I took a gummy.
$5.
You put two in there.
Yesterday was a classic March day.
It was a great March day. I'm telling you, you had the PGA going on.
The players, guys.
You had DPC college Sawgrass, basketball wall to wall, you know, noon until midnight last night, okay? But after I put the Marquette bet in, I went out and I took a gummy, and I went out and played nine holes. And by the time I got to 16, the gummy kicked
so
in.
So you played nine holes, but when you got to 16,
the gummy kicked
10,
in.
Though, yeah. It starts at 10.
I only point this 16, out. 10, 11, I came the closest I've ever come to having a hole in one on 11. Yeah. That's Mike's hole. That's where he hit the driver. Greatest driver I've ever seen. He stuck it within 3 inches of the cup.
Was that the white belt?
It's closer every time you say it.
Speaking of three, you still owe $3.
I only have two more stories left. I have 2 more inches to work with.
You only have $2 there.
So anyway,
for you though, right?
That's what Abby says.
The gummy kicks in on 16. And oh, did me and 16 have some laughs. We laughed together because the gummy kicked in. I put five in the drink, and I'm like, I got to get out of here. I mean, that's what happened. So I went to Publix. And I have told you guys for a number.
I picture you just driving your golf cart from that tee box to Publix.
You didn't put five on the table, though.
You called an Uber, right? You didn't drive.
I did not drive, yes. I walked to Publix.
There you go.
And
attaboy.
I've always told you guys, going to Publix on a gummy, very dangerous game. Going to Publix when you're on a gummy and your wife is not home, the most dangerous of games. So, Amin, I am going to show you what it is I purchased at Publix.
All the snacks.
Okay? And you can tell the guys what it is that I got.
Now Jonathan, was Mrs. Stugatz gone out of town or just not there at the moment when you went to Publix?
She was gone the entire day, and boy, did I have a day. All it's right. March. I mean, this is what I purchased. I went in there with the best intentions. But I was hungry, and I started walking around the aisles. I got some Mega Millions tickets, and then that happened.
Please tell me the video team has this picture. Please tell me the video team
has
this.
They do not. Just describe it.
Okay. Two packets of M&M's, the theater kind, right, in the box.
Mm.
Two different types of White Castle sliders. We've got the classic burger, and then we've got...
chicken sandwiches.
Was it BOGO?
Chicken breast sliders, yeah.
Yeah.
No, definitely not a BOGO situation. Then we've got... From Pillsbury Doughboy.
Fine.
The sugar cookie dough? Just the dough. And also another one. Oh, these are Easter kinds.
It was buy one, get one free. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, who pays for this fine? Because it was your phone, but it was in Amin's hands.
No, Stugatz's fine.
Can you put his phone on mute?
I just did.
Okay.
Right. I'm going to try holding it up to the camera right here so everyone can see.
Damn it, this is costing me.
Look at that. Zoom in.
$7 more.
I love how he laid them all out to pick the picture, too.
Oh, wow. Yeah, look at that. And what's that, French bread in the middle?
No, those are, because I didn't buy enough cookies, those are two sprinkled cookies from the bakery.
Those public sprinkle cookies are elite, by the way.
The best.
So good.
The greatest things ever. So two boxes of White Castle, a couple of sprinkle cookies, some frozen cookies. I baked a couple.
Were you in college?
How much of this did you eat?
I ate all of it. I mean, I had two cheeseburgers, two chicken sandwiches. I baked one set of cookies. I had the sprinkle cookies, both boxes of peanut M&Ms. It's March.
And Mrs. Wiener came back home and found what?
Mrs. Wiener was not home. Had Mrs. Wiener She's been gone. Home, I never would have purchased any of that.
So when did she come home? She's still not home.
She's gone for the weekend.
How do you know she's ever coming back?
I don't. If she does, she does.
Party at Stu's house this weekend. What's up?
Right.
It's a free house? Is it okay if the teacher shows up?
No, teacher can't show up.
I'm hip. I'm cool. What are they? What, I know how to whip and nay nay.
No.
Isn't that what the kids are doing now?
Oh, fellow kids.
We're going to have a march, boys.
And if you want to have a march and see some of these games and see some of these incredibly wonderful March Madness moments, why don't you download the Game Time app, create an account, and use a code DAN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Last-minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. I actually use Game Time. I'm going to the Panthers game again because I had such a great time last Saturday. I looked for tickets in the same exact section as I had last week, thanks to Game Time. And I'm going to watch the Cats play the Bolts, a huge in-state rivalry. I saw exactly what my view would be from my seat. I saw upfront pricing, so no surprises with the fees. I love Game Time. It's the best, and they have a guaranteed rate. If you find something better, they'll match plus more. So download the Game Time app now.
Well done, Michael. Nice to see you contributing again, as opposed to just being a disruptive class.
I would like to talk about the Carolina Hurricanes and how they're convinced that they're an Achilles heel for the Florida Panthers. But if you really pay close attention to these games, they've landed on tricky road trips for the Florida Panthers, and they've been hurt. The Panthers, believe it or not, have scored 5 goals against the Carolina Hurricanes this season, which is an amazing feat when you consider they've been shut out in their last 2 games in Raleigh.
So you won't say, Mike, that of all the Eastern Conference teams, they're the one you'd want to see the least?
I don't like to talk about that way because I don't want to give them that social currency. But yeah, no, they're a difficult matchup. They're a good team. Look, I actually do think it'll be a rematch of last year's Eastern Conference Finals, which for the record and for their head coach over there in Carolina was indeed a sweep by the Florida Panthers. So I actually think Florida's recent track record against them is good. You can hold up the 2 shutouts and be super excited. I understand that if you're Carolina. They play they blew the doors off of Florida last night. They were super organized defensively. They played a Florida Panther game. I really hope to see them down the line because I don't like that team whatsoever. Old pandemic division rivals. Mm. Remember, we played in the, the Central Division presented by Discover?
That's correct, Joe.
When we come back, are you a better sports fan when your wife isn't home?
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Don Lebatard.
Again, started on the breakfast flan.
Oh, man. I've been singing a song to myself all morning long. Breakfast flan. Da-na-na-na.
Stugatz.
Have you never heard the breakfast flan song?
No, hit me with it.
Okay. I wish I had some breakfast flan. Breakfast flan. Where can I find a breakfast like that?
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz.
Stugatz, one of the things I love about this show when we're on live is getting the live communications from people around the world texting us, sending us messages. You got a message from Pablo Torre,
yes,
who's watching live right now.
He said, White Castle elite. He said, White Castle burgers elite.
You got to put it in for the right amount of time, though, because, man, there is nothing worse.
25 seconds with the bun up, 25 seconds reversed.
There is nothing worse.
Baby.
There is nothing worse than you bite into that thing and
soggy.
It's cold.
Cold.
When you get the like the you haven't put it in long enough and you bite in, like that is the worst thing in all of life.
Well, Pablo's eating actual White Castle though. Probably.
That's the difference.
Like not frozen, microwaved White Castle.
Number one, yes, there's a huge difference.
I'm pretty
going
sure
to White
those
Castle.
Those are also frozen.
No.
Those are made fresh. Chris.
Fresh,
come on.
Buddy. I see it with my own eyes on the grill. Number one. Number
two. I saw
two.
Them kill a cow.
I saw them raise the cow.
Oh, damn.
They named it and everything.
They said, would you like ketchup? I said, no, the cow's blood.
The key to the White Castle burger and enjoying it to the max is not looking at the meat.
Oh, no. Gotta stare at the meat.
No, you stare at the meat, you're done. You won't eat it.
Yo.
Are you kidding me?
What are you talking about?
Dangerous game.
Put it in my mouth.
It doesn't look like meat.
Yo.
Chris, I've developed a taste for a microwaved delectable that is cold in the middle. It's almost like a nice kind of umami thing going where it's scalding hot here, and then all of a sudden you find that cold frozen
uncrustable. Uncrustables, I was going to say.
It's the best.
It is Uncrustables.
You guys don't like that?
No, I do. In fact, there was a story that I read that there was a shocking amount of Uncrustables delivered to the Kansas City Chiefs hotel that the staff there, because they would order them by the crate, was blown away. They could not comprehend how human beings could eat so many Uncrustables.
Air fryer's the play, by the way.
Yeah. Really?
Yep.
Especially
for
white guys and burgers, too. Dude, I got to get on that.
Here, I'm going to tell you, before we get to air fryers, because I do have a take on that. But, Mike, professional sports teams love Uncrustables. Every NBA locker room, you go in there before the game, there's a spread, there's fruit, there's some coffee and stuff, and then there's Uncrustables laid out there. And I used to... When I was a video coordinator, I used to sneak in the locker room and grab some and then stash them. It's all about the stash, the grab and stash. And then tomorrow morning, guess what I'm having for breakfast? Uncrustables. But Chris, here's my problem with air fryers. Air fryers are superior technology to microwaves, right? The food comes out tasting better. Problem is, I have a whole lifetime of knowing how much time to put on the microwave to cook anything. I don't have to read the wrapper or anything. Man. Just shove it in there.
But it's different for different foods.
But I know for a microwave. For air fryer, how do you do it? What do you do?
You just do two minutes and eye test.
Yeah, but you got to put the degrees high. Yeah. You got to put the degrees low.
You can also Google it because like Google has a result for every type of food to air fry.
It's like everything. Yes. First of all, you can get YouTube or Google, anything will tell you how to do it.
Too much work.
Like the microwave, you just do it for a couple years and you get a feel for it.
Eyeball it, yep.
Like, it's just like the microwave, 2 minutes at like 375, you're cooking usually.
Really?
Like, I'm just saying, that'll get the job started. Maybe it'll need a little more time, but that's how you gauge it.
I used to not like Uncrustables. In fact, I used to not like peanut butter and jelly at all.
What's
and
wrong?
Then my palate said that I didn't like it, but your palate changes every 7 years. And something I had a happy discovery a couple of months ago. I used to hate broccoli. 37 years on this planet.
Air fryer.
I hated broccoli.
Yeah.
Actually, oven. But now, I like broccoli. It just happened. I'm like, it's
got to be seasoned well.
You go to a Chinese restaurant, they got beef with broccoli. You were like, ew.
That one's still tough for me to wrap my head around because of I like a crispy broccoli. Oh, no.
Do you separate the beef from the broccoli? Do you do that if you order it? Do you separate?
I do. I always used to. If I had broccoli in my Chinese food, I would always like pick it out. And still like the slimy, soggy broccoli, that's going to take some getting used to.
I love it. That's like to me, the beef and broccoli, like that's the worst version of broccoli.
No.
Give me like crispy in the oven. Like, you're talking about like a, it's like a boiled, like a
sauté.
I don't want my broccoli
in the wok. You got to tell them in the wok.
I don't like any boiled veggies. Yeah.
You guys are tripping.
I like crisp.
Yeah, give me some crisp.
What about steamed?
Crunch, a little texture.
Every vegetable I cook steamed, at the end,
same animal.
I'm broiling that
But
thing.
Steamed can be a little crunchier.
When they have the veggie tray, are you the one grabbing the raw broccoli?
No.
No, I'm not touching
I'll get that.
I'll
get that in some.
If it was fried, I'd be in.
I like broccoli my way, but I used to hate broccoli. And, you know, let this be a lesson for those in the audience. You could be so set in your ways and convinced that you don't like a food. Give it 7 years.
Is that real? Does anyone else have this experience of seven years later, it's
100% true.
A lot of people with alcohol,
seed oils.
But Tony, Mike doesn't truly like broccoli.
He
likes it a certain way. It's like Brussels sprouts.
I love Brussels sprouts, by the
way.
I'm a late bloomer.
So do I.
You used to hate Brussels sprouts?
Fry with a little bit of bacon inside.
I'm a late bloomer for bee sprouts.
Brussels sprouts, best PR ever for vegetables. Because when I was growing up.
Kale.
And when I was
growing up. Kale's a horrible vegetable.
I'm going to tell you why. Because kale, when I was growing up, I never even heard of kale. Never even heard of it. And it still stinks, but people do it's it because new. It's healthy, right?
It's not new.
It's new.
Old.
No, it's definitely new. Kale's brand new.
At Pizza Hut back in the 90s, they would put kale as the little garnish around
it's
the
garnish. Really? You weren't meant to eat it.
That's before you could eat it. It's new.
Yeah.
Glorified collard greens.
But... Glorified collard greens. It's white. I don't like collard greens. It's gentrified collard greens.
Yeah, it's not even exactly gentrified. I don't like collard greens.
I'm not going to be careful.
Be respectful.
I'm being respectful. Is that what you mean?
Be respectful.
What? I'm not going to say you're an idiot for liking collard greens. It's just not my thing yet. But give it 7 years.
Going back to Brussels sprouts PR. Because when I was growing up, when they wanted to demonstrate on TV, Sugats, back me up here, on TV, on a sitcom or in a movie, the kids didn't want to eat. The mom would say, eat your Brussels sprouts. And the kid's like, ew, they're gross. And now it's like the gourmet item. Everyone's like, ooh, how are the Brussels sprouts here? Like, what is this? Where did you guys grow up?
I will back you up on that. But now they're dripped in like oil. They're fried. They have bacon bits in them. They're delightful. They are.
Put a little honey
Asian sauce on top.
Oh, so good.
A little honey on the Brussels sprouts?
Yeah, it's like a finisher. Yeah, put it back in the oven. Get caramelized.
Maybe I'm just a 20 CB kind of guy.
There's basically nothing that doesn't love a little drizzle of honey on it.
It's funny that we've roamed this planet for however long we have, and we just discovered hot honey and garlic cilantro sauce too. I'm pretty sure garlic cilantro was invented in like 2002.
No,
and now it's amazing.
No, garlic cilantro's been around. Garlic cilantro's been around.
Yeah, since 2002.
You got.
I've been Cuban my whole life. And garlic cilantro just like came upon the scene, and now all of a sudden it's a pollo tropical.
Yeah.
I sometimes go there and steal it.
Like
if I'm cooking chicken and I'm like, I need some garlic cilantro, I'll just walk right into a pollo, scoop up some things to go, and just walk out.
Just sell out of Publix.
Take four of those things home with me.
Now, cilantro was invented in 6000 BC.
Yeah, but garlic cilantro.
Cilantro was invented.
I get it.
They didn't meet. Yeah.
Who invented it? Was it Cucuru?
When you finish, see when kale was invented.
They both walked the earth separate from one another, never bumping into each other until 2002, according to Mike.
Spider-Man meme where they're like, wait a second. What if we mix together with cream?
Kale was invented in 2000 BCE.
No.
That's what it says
why'd
here.
Why'd you pronounce it like that?
Look it up. I don't know. What's the next one? Garlic. Cilantro?
Garlic, cilantro, cream.
Okay.
The sauce.
Really?
This is a segment we call Sugats Googles. It's brought to you by...
Yeah. Because it was like at the turn of the century, a bunch of these chicken kitchen competition joints started popping up. And there was one place next to FIU that decided to eschew the mustard curry sauce and introduce garlic cilantro.
Yeah, it was invented here.
I'm pretty sure that's when garlic cilantro sauce
here.
Was invented.
The world was never the same.
There's really not a white sauce you don't like. There's garlic cilantro.
That was
cilantro.
Chicken grill, I think.
Tzatziki.
There's the white sauce from La Granja.
Yes, it was.
Aioli.
Aioli just mayo,
Ayo.
Right?
Yeah,
that's another
glorified mayo.
That's another PR like coup.
Mike was right, 2001.
That's incredible. Really? I told you he was just invented. That's amazing.
You know it's across the street from FIU also,
yeah.
Right?
Chicken grill.
Even though Three Chefs and a Chicken is the most superior of all chicken places that.
Yeah.
Let's try to think of a chicken like restaurant name that hasn't been used yet.
What?
Because there's like Chicken Grill, Three Chickens, Chicken.
No, Three
kitchen.
Chefs and a Chicken.
Yeah. Three chickens would be funny.
Three chickens and a chef. Different. Yeah, three
I'm
chefs.
A three chefs guy.
Chickadees.
I mean, I'm just, for everybody else who doesn't know.
What about
I don't want them to know. Keep that line short.
Fillet, but with an E-T at the end.
Fillet.
Chicket.
Phil Chicke. That's how you do it.
I know a Phil Chicke.
No, you don't.
It sounds like Kramer.
He's a bantamweight.
I so fell for that.
It was very good.
He was fighting a Bellator.
He was.
Tony, being a better sports fan when your wife is not home.
Guys, my wife was gone for a business trip a couple of weeks ago for the whole week. And I found myself so dialed in on hoops. It was crazy. I was watching like Pacers Raptors on League Pass. And I was like, wow, Halliburton. This guy's good. Yeah. What are we doing? OG Anunoby. Pascal Siakam.
Yeah.
Not a
Raptor anymore.
He's a Pacer.
Oh, yeah, you tuned into that game and you were surprised at which team he was playing.
I was like, ooh, I hate these jerseys though. They have like these like navy jerseys with like a weird script on them, whatever.
Yeah, that's the city edition jersey.
The point is, I was so locked in on hoops, right? I was watching games every single night. I was watching back to back games. That was when the Heat were on a road trip. So I was watching Kings Heat at 11:30 at night.
The late game, yeah.
Super locked in. My wife comes home, Haven't watched an NBA game.
No, what? Now you, I feel like you're just blaming her. Why is she responsible?
Because she feels like it.
She wants to watch other things. Obviously, right. We got to catch up on Love Is Blind. She wants to watch a movie. She wants to do this. She wants to do that. It's tough to watch sports when your wife's home.
Tony, so I got advice here. Hold on, let me give a little advice.
Talk to me. Put me
honey,
on game.
Honey. It's for work.
Hot honey.
Ooh.
I have to watch this.
Yeah, but she doesn't want to watch Bucks Suns. Yeah, but, hey, but honey.
Hot honey.
It's for work.
The only shot that you got is getting your wife invested in the team. Now, correct. My wife loves the Panthers, and when I put that game on the TV, the main TV was sound, it's not a problem.
That's true. My wife is also in on Panthers.
How do
right
I
now.
Sell her that the Clippers are actually kind of good and we want to watch the Clippers?
You're toast with NBA. The regular season there is
you're going to have to sell her on Terry Rozier.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
Like, scary Terry.
Wait a second. There's 82 NHL games in a regular season.
The NHL regular season has been incredible. Every night
so
there
is
a dream matchup of division leaders. No, no, no. The NBA, there is no consequences in the NBA. No good teams are missing the NBA playoffs. There are good teams missing the playoffs in the NHL.
Name one.
I will tell. Minnesota's probably going to miss it.
Right.
Detroit, they've been good during most of the regular season. They're on a skid right now.
They played themselves out of a playoff spot.
There were back-to-back nights where division leaders went on the road, were down three goals, came back to win. It was incredible. There was a game winner off someone's face the other day.
Really? The difference is it's a local team. You can get your wife on cheering for the local team.
No,
you can't get her to watch Siakam.
How do I sell her on Luka Doncic looks like me, but also is the best player in the NBA?
I saw my wife on Canucks Avalanche the other day.
I feel like the Heat have played themselves out of the playoffs.
Like when you walked into the house?
I mean, it was 10:30 at night. Late night delight. Late night hoser special. God, the NHL's electric right now. That sport is on a launch pad to the moon. Why is everyone up but the NBA is down?
Because of bad PR from people like you. The NBA's great.
Because everybody's wife is
it's
home.
Never
that's
been
why.
Better.
Everyone's wife's at home.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text LOSE to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text LOSE to 200-300. That's LOSE to 200-300. LOSE to 200-300.